It's movie time, and we're going to be straight with you. Adam Sandler told us not to mess with the Zohan, and we will not mess with the Zohan. We did not see the Zohan. We will not talk about the Zohan. What we like to do here at the BBP is whatever Adam Sandler tells us to do. It was tough during those 51st dates, but eventually it clicked. Adam Sandler has told us not to mess with Daniel Holloway, so we invited him here. We're giving him a forum. We're being very nice to him. We've served him coffee, or at least not knocked the coffee he brought in from outside out of his hand. Yeah, is that how it worked?
We
didn't give you coffee. No, it doesn't work like that. Daniel is a writer for Us Weekly. He writes movie reviews for Metro. And let's talk about not the Zohan, but another movie.
Scooby-Doo!
That's my Sandler impression. I don't know. It's terrible.
It's good. No, it's pretty good.
No.
Yeah.
Moving
and then you can do Sad Clown. What? Yeah, you can do that guy. So, okay, the Zohan will probably make a lot of money, but the other big kind of blockbustery, kid-friendly movie that's coming out is Kung Fu Panda. It's CGI, but it's not Pixar. Everything that comes out of Pixar gets good reviews. What are we to make of Kung Fu Panda?
Not bad. Surprisingly,
really?
Not
really?
Bad.
Let me give you my Kung Fu Panda story. They played the trailer before Iron Man.
Yeah.
And the Iron Man crowd was poised to laugh at anything when the trailer started. Mm-hmm. By the time the trailer had ended, they had wrung all the comedy possibilities out of an animated panda. How do they rebound from that?
Maybe, I don't know. You know, trailers are sometimes not made by the people who make movies, surprisingly. Mm-hmm. And I saw the same trailer, I think. I had no desire to see this film. I honestly thought it was going to be a slog. I went in with pretty low expectations. I walked out thinking it was the best 3D animated movie I've seen that has not been made by Pixar, and probably on par with some of those Pixar movies.
What are some of the other ones? Because I forget the 3D animated
ones. Well, there's
ones.
Shrek. There's we were talking during the break about the Aardman picture. I just remember it was called Flushed Away.
Flushed Away.
The Ice Age films.
Oh yeah.
The Horton Hears a Who.
So this is better than the Ice Ages.
I would say definitely better.
Better
than
the
Ice
Shrek
Age
sequels.
Better than any of the Shrek movies. I feel that the Shrek movies are overrated, overexposed.
Well, maybe one reason is that Jack Black voices, I guess, the main panda. Here he is meeting with the Kung Fu Master Raccoon, voiced by Dustin Hoffman.
You think it's that easy? That I'm just going to hand you the secret to limitless power?
No, I...
One must first master the highest level of Kung Fu, and that is clearly impossible if that one is someone like you.
Someone like me?
Yes. Look at you, this fat butt. Flabby arms.
Those are sensitive in the flabby parts.
And this ridiculous belly.
Hey!
And utter disregard for personal hygiene.
Now, wait a minute. That's a little uncalled for.
Don't stand that close. I can smell your breath.
Listen, Oogway said that I was the... the wooshy finger hold.
All right. I think I'd see a movie with these real guys. Does their voice work bring a little extra oomph to the film?
I will tell you this. I think their voice work here, especially for Hoffman, Jack Black, with the exception of Margot at the Wedding, is better than any real movie either of them has been in years. I mean, it's voice work. You know, you go in for a couple days, you talk into a microphone, you wear your sweatpants. But they do a better job in this film.
Jack wears good sweatpants.
He's a sweatpants pro. One of the things I don't tend to like about these movies is the way that they kind of get this A-list Hollywood actor crowd and not people who are experienced with doing voice work for cartoons.
And sometimes they're terrible, like in Charlotte's Web, where you had Oprah doing cows. She wasn't bad, but some of those actors were just like, that's not a duck, that's Meryl Streep.
Yeah, and you
can't get into the duck in my headspace.
And you can just tell they're phoning it in.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, in this movie, I felt like the voice work was much better than
interesting.
In
and the jokes, there were laugh out loud moments. How many laugh out loud moments?
There is a comic fight scene in here between Hoffman and Jack Black's character where, you know, he's being trained that is, I won't say as good, but really darn good. Like something like out of a Stephen Chow movie. It's really, really fantastic. They're fighting over a dumpling. You know, the panda's fat. He wants to eat the dumpling.
Yeah.
The raccoon's keeping it from him,
so,
but it's
okay.
Really good.
Perhaps benefit,
it's good.
Perhaps a benefit from
see
low
Pesca.
Expectations.
You know you wanna.
Yeah, I'm gonna go, baby. We'll see what me. All right, let's move on to Mongol. It's kind of Braveheart, but with Mongolians.
Yeah, it's pretty much exactly Braveheart, but with Mongolians.
Let's hear a little bit of the trailer, which makes a man some call Genghis, but we call Genghis Khan sound really cool.
When he was a boy. Thing he loved was taken from him. fulfill his destiny. He would raise an army. And he would take it all back.
Wow. How many golden hordes do you give this thing?
Speaking of good movies with bad trailers.
Yeah, that's so generic.
That was rough. I liked the sound. Did you hear the sound of sword going through flesh at one point?
Oh,
the,
like, squish. I heard deep rumbling tiger, and I tried to remember if there were any in Mongolia. But the cast is made up of real-life Mongolians?
Real-life Mongolians and also Japanese and Chinese actors. And thousands of actors were put in this movie. This movie uses very limited CGI. A lot of these types of, you know, sword and sandal historical epics, they recreate crowds and armies now with CGI. This does very little of that. They actually, I mean, the production value on this movie, even though the movie is from Kazakhstan of all places, incredibly high, like as high as any American epic that I can think of recently, and in many cases better.
Wow, taking back the movie industry from Borat is this one. It was good. Do you like it?
I mean, it depends on whether or not you enjoy these types of movies. It's not going to go over well with the Sex and the City crowd,
right? But I'd watch a Mongol Braveheart.
And it's really good. It's not. It lacks the cheesiness that these movies can have sometimes.
Yeah.
It is well acted. It is, you know, very serious, but also moves at a good clip, very well paced. I think actually a really good film, but you have to be the type of guy who likes watching a dude stand in the middle of a field of 30 guys and hit them over and over again with his sword.
And is there a scene where he addresses the crowd, but there's no way the guys in the back could hear him? That's my pet peeve. Anyway, one last movie.
Actually, no.
When did you see your father? Is that the name of this? And when did you last see your father? I don't really understand this.
And
movie.
When did you last see
and
your
when
father
did you last
in
see
England?
Your father?
In the U.S., they apparently thought "and" was too much for Americans. They dropped the "and." So
all
just
right.
When did you last see
so
your father?
So Jim Broadbent, and then you got a father dying, and there's some flashbacks, and he remembers how much he loved his dad. I guess Colin Firth is the son. Is that right?
Yep.
Does it work?
No.
Sounds like a chick flick for dudes.
It's like, you remember Big Fish?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, but yeah, actually, Big Fish was pretty bad, so I won't say
yeah,
worse,
that was overpraised in my opinion.
This may be even not quite as bad as this, but that's not saying anything.
This is,
you know, Colin Firth looks, he looks rather constipated throughout most of the film, I'll just say, you know.
I give it 2 XLEX. All right, Daniel Holloway, our movie reviewer, writes for Us Weekly, writes for Metro. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And that is it for this hour of the BPP. A welcome and a goodbye today. Welcome our new interns, Molly and Mina. And goodbye to web producer Nathan Duhl. You will be missed, sir. Guess what? He's going to Saudi Arabia. It happens. We're always online at npr.org/Bryant Park. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.